Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22, beginning at verse 37. And it reads like this. Jesus replied, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." And then he continued by saying, "A second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself." And concluded in verse 40 with this statement, "The entire law and all the demands of the prophets are based on these two commandments." Well, here we are in the sixth month, if you can believe it, of 2021, June 8th. I guess we each have an idea where we're headed, or maybe an idea where we should be headed. Maybe. But here's a thought to think about. Are we headed toward what is important? Not too long ago, I was having lunch with some other good guys in the neighborhood, some men that we get together with every now and then. We live in a nice golf course community, and it wasn't long before their conversation turned to talking about and complaining a bit about the cart paths and the sand traps that needed repair on the golf course. I might have participated as well in that, although I didn't play much golf, so I wasn't aware of what they were talking about. But I also quickly realized how much I didn't care about those issues, those numbers of traps and cart paths that needed fixing. Through the conversation, through listening to their words, I wrote this number down in a napkin in front of me, 26,000. I wrote it down for perspective and to keep from screaming. I remember reading before that 26,000 plus children will die today, and every day because of starvation or preventable diseases around the world. Here's another number, also unrelated to any number of sand traps or cart paths that need fixing. 554,000 people in the United States were homeless last year, a number higher than the year before, in one of the wealthiest, most church-laden countries in the world. It's also estimated that 1.3 to 1.7 million youths, ages 13 to 17 or 12 to 18, somewhere in there, were homeless last year for at least one night, but often for more nights, due to being runaways from physical or sexual abuse at home, or they were in and out of foster care, or for substance abuse issues or human trafficking issues. And around the world, the number of defenseless adults and children trafficked for forced labor and sex is estimated to be 41 million plus. All while one in five children in this great country go to bed hungry each night. And in the world, that happens at much more alarming rates. But first, well, there's the sand traps and the cart paths and other things for us to deal with, right? So here we are, one half of 2021 almost gone, and where are we heading? And what are we doing? That's important. Maybe we're just stuck in neutral, which feels a little like going backwards at times. But where are we headed? Where do we need to be headed? Especially headed to make a difference. Let's take a look, though, at where we seem to be headed. A couple of months ago, tens of billions of dollars was spent to produce and advertise one of the world's biggest sporting events, the NFL Super Bowl. Great entertainment, football game, millions around the world watched. And for all the weeks leading up to it, the world and media focus was nonstop. For what purpose, I would ask? Player protests again? A trophy? What purpose? While that was going on, spring training for Major League Baseball began. With the season now in full swing, the NCAA's March Madness in the year after COVID, where it was shut down, was now in full bloom this last spring. And then the NFL began to grease its gears in free agency signings and draft preparation that was held in April and coaching changes for one bottom line, increased revenues with multi-million dollar salaries paid out, all heading toward the Vince Lombardi Trophy. And in our colleges, our institutions of learning, we spend and increase spending year after year, millions of dollars on salaries and other things to seek after trophies and championships. For what purpose? In the end, all while 27 million adults and 13 million children were forced into sexual trafficking systems here and around the world. And remember, 1 in 5 children will go to bed hungry tonight, while 26,000+ children around the world today will die from hunger or other preventable diseases. Numbers, money, sand traps, cart paths, winning, trophies, children, adults, lives of potential, you and me. So is it really that important that we hold a trophy high or win or lose a game? Or is there something more important that we could do with our lives and our influence? Maybe something that would make a real difference in the world or in that one life that God always puts in front of us. Where are we headed? Think about this for a minute. When your life here on earth is approaching the end, and you and others look back on all the years of your life, what will your answer be to these questions? Did you do what you were supposed to do? What did your life stand for? And did you add value to every life which came before you? Or this one, what will people remember about you when you are gone? So today, maybe we need to ask, where are we headed? In one of my favorite movies of all time, Top 5, Top 3, Chariots of Fire, Eric Little had to respond to critics who said he wasted too much time on other things, namely godly pursuits, to ever be considered as a world-class runner. They said he needed to change his training regimen if he ever really wanted to be a runner that competed successfully at high levels, that became famous, that won trophies and awards and money and other worldly accolades. But for Eric Little, it was never about any of that, but all about God. His response to critics was clear and direct. I believe God made me for a purpose, but he also made me fast. And when I run, I feel his pleasure. His pleasure, not the world's. His pleasure, God's pleasure. He did what he was supposed to do with the gifts, the abilities, and the opportunities he was given, but he did it for God. In the 1924 Olympic Games in Paris, Little was forced to withdraw from the 100-meter competition, his best event. He was slated and assured winning the gold medal. Everyone knew that. But he had to withdraw because one of the heats leading up to the finals of that event was run on a Sunday, and he would not run on Sunday. His ability came from God, and he knew he was running with God's pleasure, and he believed that God didn't want him to do that on Sunday. His heart's desire was to honor God as he saw it with all that God had given him. Little went on to win the bronze medal in the 200 meters and the gold medal in the 400 meters in those Olympic Games. And after reaching the pinnacle of competitive running in those Olympics, Eric Little continued to follow what God wanted him to do as he left for China as a missionary, honoring God, doing what he could do to change the world for the better, helping one life at a time. He continued to serve others that way in an internment camp there up to the date of his death from an inoperable brain tumor in February of 1945. Eric Little knew that the two greatest passions the Lord had placed on his heart, running and reaching and serving the lost with the gospel, should both be done with his utmost effort, but for God's glory. God's glory, not alone for championships or trophies or to make money or gain fame or collect awards. Maybe those increased platforms where people look at you now can be used for the important, for what God calls us to do. Eric Little got all of those, but what he did with them answered the question where he was headed and what was he doing that was important, all while having an impact for good by using his resources and his abilities to change the world for the better and all for God's glory. Maybe that's where we should be headed, touching the world with our lives, moving ahead toward the important, glorifying God, reaching for a bigger cause and purpose rather than self and things headed there. Just a thought. But I suspect a thought and an act on our part that would honor God. Sure, we can spend our time, our talent, our resources to gather more stuff and money, to seek after more championships, trophies, and fame and image, to build more and bigger stadiums. Although, for what? What will it get us? And what will it say about us on our last day here? Or we can remember the numbers I mentioned earlier, 26,000 children dying each day around the world of starvation or other preventable causes. 1 in 5 children going to bed hungry at night in this country alone, and worse numbers elsewhere in the world. 41 million adults and children enslaved in the horrors of trafficking. 554,000 homeless and others. In all that is before us, are we doing what God wants us to do with our lives? I know most of us are doing things to help. All of us are, that I know. But look around. There is so much more. What are we doing? Are we headed toward the important? Are we using our platforms, our gifts, our resources, and abilities, wherever we are, to change the world around us for the better? One precious life at a time. American anthropologist Margaret Mead once famously reminded us all of the importance of our lives in moving forward when she said, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has." So again, halfway into 2021, where are you headed? Where am I headed? To the important? If not, why not? Here's a thought and challenge for us for the rest of this year. Look for, head toward, and embrace what is important. There are others out there all around us, counting on us and waiting for us to do that. So, one last time, where are we heading? Please, please, let's head together toward the important. Let me pray for us. Father, I just thank you for the reminder this morning. Tough to hear, Lord, but a reminder that I need to hear. And what you call us to every day, to love our neighbor, to love ourselves. And by that, we show how much we love you, to move forward, to touch the world, to move toward the important, to move toward the eternal things, to lift that life in front of us. All the other things we do, Lord, we can use. You provide opportunities like running, athletics, or business, but provide increased platforms for us then to use those and additional resources for the important, for the things you call us to do, for the lives you want us to change with you, all for your glory. Thank you for that privilege. Poke us, pull us, push us, help us to be all you want us to be, to reach out with you and touch the world, to move and head toward the important things in life, all for your glory, for the good of others. In your Son's precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.